Country Club Plaza Subsidy Deal Reveals What's Broken in Kansas City by Patrick Tuohy. I've argued for years that Kansas City's lavish subsidies distort the market while failing to deliver on economic promises. New reporting from the Kansas City Business Journal suggests the process itself may be just as broken. Reporter Thomas Freestad reconstructed negotiations among Kansas City Public Schools, or KCPS, Port KC, and Gillen Property Group over incentives tied to Country Club Plaza. The emails, obtained through an open records request, depict a rushed and opaque decision-making process worthy of public distrust. The original proposal reportedly included roughly $309 million in incentives over 30 years. KCPS officials objected not only to the size of the package, but also to shifting valuation methods that obscured the true public cost. The district also sought protection for voter-approved bond revenues and more time to evaluate major revisions before approval by Port KC. That timeline is the real story. The emails show negotiations continuing until the night before a scheduled Port KC meeting. KCPS officials argued they were being asked to evaluate a substantially revised proposal in just 2 business days. One consultant for the district described the timeline as concerning even with the highest level of independent analysis. This is a recurring problem in Kansas City's incentive culture. Complex tax arrangements are negotiated behind closed doors and then presented to affected taxing jurisdictions with little time for meaningful scrutiny. The result is confusion over the true public cost and distrust among taxpayers expected to finance these deals. Kansas City has seen this pattern before. Similar concerns surrounded the Power and Light District and continue to emerge in discussions over a proposed downtown ballpark. Political machinations routinely take precedence over transparency and accountability. Notably, KCPS did not oppose subsidies outright. District officials simply asked for clear terms, accurate projections, and adequate time to evaluate a deal that could affect school finances for decades. The fact that negotiators appeared unwilling to provide sufficient time to evaluate the deal speaks volumes. Kansas Cityans have grown understandably skeptical of these taxpayer-funded deals. Too many projects promised economic transformation and delivered little beyond long-term public cost. The Country Club Plaza negotiations are, at best, an example of rushed incompetence. At worst, they suggest an effort to push a massive subsidy package through before taxpayers and public schools could fully evaluate it. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.